ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. A global analysis of planned data centres has found many digital infrastructure hubs have emerged as climate risk hotspots. As data centres rapidly come online in Australia, the research has prompted warnings for governments to ensure development doesn't outpace adequate planning. State and federal energy ministers will meet next month to decide how they can ensure the federal government's data centre expectations are complied with. The federal government has announced changes to its capital gains tax reforms after pressure from business groups. It'll increase the small business threshold from turnover of up to $2 million to $10 million. The Prime Minister has also announced that startup founders and employees will get an extra 50% concession of their own, with details to be finalised following further consultation. The carve-outs will cost the budget $500 million over forward estimates. And the interim peace deal signed today between the US and Iran is drawing criticism from some US Republican senators. The 14-point Memorandum of Understanding states the Strait of Hormuz will be toll-free for 60 days, but leaves open the possibility tolls could be imposed in the future. Iran has also reaffirmed its commitment to not procure or develop any nuclear weapons, but leaves the key questions around its broader nuclear program to final negotiations. And for more news at any time, you can follow the ABC Top Stories podcast.